manchmal von der Reise, der bei Firmen, der nicht sich jeden, zu hat die Firmen gleich. The reason is why we don't do it, because you're not in Madrid. But we are in Madrid to keep it on for the duration of the Davin. But the other Rishayim were Achilles, and you say that the reason is why we only keep it on during the Davin is because insofar as the Mitzvah Yiddish is concerned, it's only 1 minute you have to keep it on. But the Mitzvah Yiddish now, we are not just not ready to do that which is only Mitzvah Yiddish. We are not just not ready. But had it been a Mitzvah Yiddish, then we would have to gird ourselves with strength and courage and maintain a good nokia, not to yawn, and not to belch, and not to be misyadash, and not to talk nonsense voluntarily while we have this feeling. But from the Raida it appears that way. Because the Raida says, Avol Mishtilas, Mulef, Chidmishay, Bia, Nistam, Menopalaye, Bechinu, Miborech, Albiyo, Homet, Bein Sheborech, Latsme, Bein Sheborech, Lacherim, Shemigoma, Belibe, Nasus, Nisibir. So the Raida Chita will see. The Raida Chita will see that by Shom Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference whether he says the broche after he was Yeitzei, he had a kiyum, after he was Mikayim Mitzvah, or before he was Mikayim Mitzvah. So even if he will say the broche after he put on Mitzvah, so he still has to say, he still has to say, Lo Niachtir. All right. But the question is, where did the Raida see in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the same thing is true, what he says in connection with Ruleb? So the same thing is true in connection with Tzitzis and Phil. Because of the Raida now. In Livoro, in Shochar, Batifas, Tzitzis, Oid anoch has feeling, the Lubirech Trilo, Tishiliskia, the Lubirech, Niborech, Halatif has city, the Alanoch has feeling. Then it says, how does he know that with his war, by Tiches and by Tfilin, if he didn't make the broche before he put on the tower? If he didn't say the broche before he put on the tower? So he has to say, Halatif has city. What does the Rambam say that? The Rambam only says it in respect to Lulev. Where do we see from the Roshna Rambam that the same thing is true? That the same thing is true even in connection with Adam. The Rambam doesn't mention stealing when he cares. He says, not less a lev me borech on to a suet, shechid me shein biya yotzo yidechem osei, avo in birech kidim she yitzir, me borech liter lev me leshe bisuke. Maybe the Rambam agrees with the Raide, that only by lev, if he already was mag biya the lev, so he was already me kind of you, and he's not me chuyev anymore, only mitzvah kiyumi, Shiori Mitzvah, Nimua. So Mimele, he says, Al, Mashenkin by Tzion, well, even though he was Mikhail and Mitzvah of Tzion, the first minute that he had it on his head and on his hand, but he's Mechuyev to continue having it on his head and on his hand the whole day. So Mimele, he still has to say, Lissatis, this is his. And Lemiachtilum. Where did he see in the Rambam that according to the Rambam there is a difference? Where did he see it? The Rambam doesn't say in regard to Atifa City and in regard to tune. He only says in regard to roulette. In regard to roulette. So apparently, there is a cheating mean, because the Rambam, in regard to roulette, so he distinguishes between the two, where he said the broche, before he picked up the roulette, so then he says, little is our roulette. Or the case, and the case where he says the broche after he picked up the roulette, so he says, only till us roulette. According to the Raizet, it doesn't make any difference. So, according to the Raizet, so by roulette, no matter when he says the broche, he has to say, only till us roulette. And by other mitzvahs, again it doesn't matter. No matter when he says the broche, he still has to say li satik the tzitzis and lo niach tefillin. Now, why? Why does the Raizet hold that by roulette? So, it's always untrust roulette. So from the Raizet's Roshin, it's mashma that there is an equation, an analogy between Yulev and Dikas Chomet. Avon Mikilas Lev, Kidin Shein Biei Nifton Menu Kolayei, Tichinu Miboyer Al Biyo Chomet, Bein Shebo Rechlasi Beisho Lachirin, Shein Migoma Belibi Nasis Nifes Biyo. So, the question is, what's the equation between Dikas Chomet and Yulev? But Dikas Chomet, so he always was Mikayim already the Mitzvah of Biyo. Because the moment he decides to be baiting the Chometz, he already adopted a negative attitude towards the Chometz. That's brutal. But by Ruach, he is able to say the broche and then pick up the Ruach. Or he'll pick up the Ruach and the Esrei will still keep on the table. And then he'll say the broche. Or he'll keep in his hand the roulette and the esrik, and he'll turn it over the way we do it. But if you go over the tesis in Sukkot Aflametes Amid Aleph, so you'll see that in tesis they are two things. One lashon in tesis says that the proper thing to be kind mitzvah roulette is by saying the broche first. And then take the roulette in his hand. This is the proper thing. And when the Gemara, but the Gemara says, Midi Agbe and Not Agbe, so the Gemara is saying that this is reference to the case where he picked it up first and then he says the broche. But the Chatzchile, the proper thing is to say the broche before he picks up the roulette. Before it is otherwise. And then, but the other Loshin Tesis is, that before he picks up all the meaning, so then it's not the proper thing to say the broche. Because as the Goyen, I mean as the Bach explains it, I think it's in Simon Chafei. The Bach explained it. In Simon Chafei, in Shuchnor, in Erechai. Because the Alochi means Idal as Yoson. The Loi Idal Eider. And that's Mashman Loshan of Tesis. In other words, you cannot say the Broche, let's say, Alachilas Matzo. If you say Alachilas Matzo, the Matzo will be, let's say, not on your table, but it will be on a small table in the same room. And then you'll say, Asher Son Tzizah V'Tzivonu Achilas Matzo. And then you'll stand up, and you'll pick up the matzo, let's say, from the chair. And that would be not evil, like your son. That would be evil in there. And the Chatzchile, it has to be evil at Yosson. But it has to be in his hand, mizumen for the mitzvah. That's why, when we say our first matzah. So you hold the matzah, and we say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Haolam, Asher Kishon Mitzvah Tzidkon Melech Haolam. It's not the matzah. It's not the tzidah right here. But if you don't hold it in your hand, then it's tzidah later. So the chatzilah has to be nizimah nizem. So whenever we are mekayem mitzvah with a certain object, then we have to hold in the hand the chatz of the mitzvah, because, and then say the bracha, not to say the bracha achilas matzah and then take the matzah in your hand. Then it's not a proper way to do it, because you say that later. Anyway, so Mumele, I think the court in Simon Hotei says that it's not a proper thing. I mean, most people do it that way, but according to the court, it's not a proper way to do it. In other words, according to the court, the proper way is to take all the dollar minim together with the S3 and not invert the S3. They are upside down, because that's not like taking it this year. So then it's Mizuman B'yode for the mitzvah, and then say the bar. Now, so in such a case, it's already Yosebet, because he already has all the Dalajim in his hand. They are the dual. So in other words, you cannot even say the bar at first and then pick up the Esrit, because then it will be Eva. Then it will be Eva later at Yosef. It has to be Mizum in your hand. And even if you have it in your hand, but if you invert it, so it's what's not having it in your hand. What's available is the fact that you have it in your hand, it's upside down. So it's like the Esrit is on the table. The Esrit on the table. So the Goyim says, the proper way is to take the lulav and all the dalgim together with the esrit, and the esrit, they are the lulav. So mele, so then it is the lasioson. Then it is the lasioson. If it is the lasioson, some mele, but media agbe, sins. He picked up all the dalgim, and there are the two in the Masechet too. So yesterday, so the mele, the nusach is always on the surface. And this appears to be the shita of the Raivet. Because the Raivet says, Avon tzrasu eftidu sheit bi yinifta memenu kol ayei, tichinu mi borech al bi yochomet, bein sheborech la'atsmei, bein sheborech la'achirin, shenigoma b'libei na'ases mitzvot biyo. So he equates Lulev with Dikas Chomet. Now, on Dikas Chomet, you cannot even visualize the situation where he was not becoming an aspect of the mitzvah. Because the moment he decides to be David, he already adopts negative attitude towards the Chomet. So the male death in itself is bitter. He was already becoming the mitzvah, one aspect of the mitzvah of bitter. So not as Mrs. Bio, and he doesn't have any Mitzvah Chiyuvis anymore. Because the moment you are involved in the Raisa Levito Baal Mesadi, the Baal Mesadi, so Mele is always our Bio Chomet. Our Bio Chomet. And the same thing is true by Yitzhak Asuret. By Yitzhak Asuret, it's always, he always was Mitzvah. He was always in kindness. He was always in kindness. But the question is, and in case that there are two things, I don't want to go over the whole case, because that case is a little complicated and it was too much time. That one attack. So there are two things in case. One was in case that says that the Chatchile, he should say the bracha before he takes that. But otherwise she is, no. Not before it is there. Because before it is airspace, so it's not Yuzumin Biyode. It has to be Yuzumin Biyode. It's in Yode. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's in another room or it's in the same room on the table. If it's not Yuzumin Biyode, it's not Yuzumin Biyode. And even if it takes it again, but it keeps it upside down, so it is just as if there's which is not in his hand. So it's not in his hand. So then it's Eva de Eva. Eva de Eva, he says. And this appears to be the shite of the Raibe. So in other words, because the Raibe says, V'cheinu mivoyechal biyochomet. In other words, biyochomet, in the Torah Kuret, so it's always after the word Mekayim. Always. Why always? Suppose he didn't pick up the effort yet. The answer is, that's not the proper way of doing it. So then it will be either the either. But there is one difficulty. Taste says, in Sukkah says, that you can taste the effort that are to do it also. And still it will be either like your son. In view of the fact that his intention is not to be kind of mitzvah until after the bracha, because Baal Korche, if he doesn't want to be kind of mitzvah with this mitzvah until after I say the bracha, so he cannot be kind of mitzvah. So why does the Rebbe say that by the Torah Kuret is just like Dikas Chometz, because it's always Le'achas Yumei. Why it always has limit? But this is from it, it is always, because he should come up with it, not if he says deal. So there is little. But here, suppose he takes it, there the delay, everything, but he is in Chav, not the race, and still after the Borche. So for that, we have to go over the certain ritual. Behold Amrinon, now the more, the reason. Behold Amrinon Gabi Ruet, Shani Hosom, the hidden the Advin of a day, Gay Shimrin, Shani Tiluet, the Abahayat Liborech, Bay Chimina of the Tark, Kidin Shad Vieno, Oisho Yehofer Viode, Shaloi Tidar Gorose, Fidin Shim Liborech, Evelatio. This one washing in case that you see that one thing. That the proper thing, the chathchile is to say the broche while the esri, let's say, is still at the table. He just holds the ruah, the adash, and the odas in his hand, and the esri is still on the table. In order that it should be a velati also. Velati also. But, and the more says, mit agdi nosheh, that this brayse of Nepalis are led. So, in the class, where does Memphis get these? But it doesn't mean that that's the proper way, the proper way. So he says, because of Rabbi Yonkev Zal, in other words, it wasn't written by the Ritva himself, it was written by a Talmud of the Ritva. So he says, the Chamiyam, because of Rabbi Yonkev Zal, the Ritva, in King Lomomo Bishmaitenu, to the Kachim Vorchim Bial, and she was feeling the Adze in Ophadle. But if the proper way is to say the Broche before he picks up the Lulet, so then the Chachomim should be misakein the way it's adapted to the proper way, not the way it's adapted to the improper way. I mean, it's strange. Elevada Yire, Shedas HaTalmud, Shein Rol Asis. So apparently, it appears from that Gemara that the proper way is to say the Broche Dafke after he picked it up. And he picked it up, after he picked it up, the Aviyah, not he picked it up upside down. That's not like, that's not picking up upside down. And the Bala Nira Shadasa Talmud Shein Rol Asis says, Vatam, he behaved it. So why? What does it mean? But suppose, so in that case, the proper way is to say the, is to say the Broche after he picks it up. In the proper way. Because if he says the Broche before he picks up the Esrit, or before he keeps it in the right position, the Aridue, then it's either the either. That's not the proper way. Rabbi Mira Shadas HaTalmud Shein Rol Asis Ve'atam Ki Be'ed Vikarke Shal Yisladish B'Mitzve Ve'inika Yote Shubola Asei Sei. There should be a certain correction. I don't know, we don't have that way here. So Umikam Lamadnu Litfilm V'Kitzes V'Chayeti Ben Shal Yiborech Hashi Yitlenu B'Yodeh. I mean, the cases in Sukkot HaFlam, it also says, when do we say the Broch HaLan Yachtzion? While the Tzion Shal Yad is still in the Tzion bed, we don't say it. First, you put it down on the Kibbeyot. And then, before Yar Mehadike, so you say HaLan Yachtzion. And then, Yar Mehadike. Why don't you say it? While it's still in the bed, before you put it on the Kibbeyot, the answer is, if you say it while it's in the bag, then it will not be either at Yosef. Then it will be either the Ivea. It has to be Mizumim the Yodei. And even if you keep it in his hand, not in the bag. So it will still be either the Ivea. Only when it's already under the Ivea, in the position where it has to be, where it has to be, and before he's in Hadik, then it's either at Yosef. But while he has it in his hand, he says, it's either the Ivea. The same thing is true here. If you say the while the Esrit is still on the table, so then it's either the either. You see, I mean, so it's, so there are many of the shaming ways that cheating. That's not the universal practice, you know. The universal practice by people today is that they take the rest with the dust and the others, and then the Esrit is on the table, or somebody else holds it for him, and he says the broche. Then he takes that, or he takes the Esrit, he inverts it, and then after the Broche, he turns it over the right way, the right way. That's the universal practice. But that's not the proper way, according to many rishonim, according to Washington. You see, that's the Ritva Shita, and that's the Shita of the Koroh. Also, you see, I mean, it's not clear. You think, I mean, somebody would see it that way, so probably Musa you will recommend you. But it has a basis. I'm not saying what is the proper way. But the other thing to say the proper way is to say the Broche after you take it. Because it's just otherwise it's not within the sense. Umi kamo madmo l'tzion l'tzitzes v'chayeti ben shal yivorech hachiyitrenu v'yodeh. Vigam bahapicha in your holy voice. even if you take it in your hand, but you turn it over upside down, it's not a proper way. Shemira ki yinti shaliti darilosei, tilkach lisagad limagdali ki the bochet. So the only way is to say the bochet after he has all the dalad meaning. So he's on a diete, and that seems to be the shite of the Raivid also. And that's why the Rambam, the Raivid is masik on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, it all depends by the way. If he says the broche, after he took it, not only has a choice, there are two ways of doing it. So he's chilek on it. Tilkach lisagam lo imag beleki de broche. ולפיכו הוכרו לסכנום ביעל דורי ולשיוסון שהרי דיין אבל פשני בוא נפשך so then it's not the לשיוסון all together you see if you say the broche while you stir on the table then it's Eva de Eva alright Eva de Eva is no good but Eva de Eva is no good like a film the Eved It's all right, I mean, even the Rambam will be made it. That's, I mean, that either the Iver is all right, the Eved. The Rambam is really can be a Zeruah in respect to Lachras Yosem Amesh. So how are the Chachamim Misakim now? Because he always was already Mikhail Mitzvah, so then it's Lachras Yosem Amesh. So he says, no, inasmuch as the Mitzvah Kiyunis of Nua is still lacking, so maybe it's still either Lashios. And the same thing is true of Biochomis also. True, he was Mikhaim, the Mikachiv, the Reise, the Bito Baumesan. But there is a Mitzvah Yumis of burning it after he was Mivatir. So there is still a Mitzvah Yumis of burning it and of being baited. So maybe it's still Lashios. שעדיין מצוות נינוע דרבונון קיימא, בישיורי מצווה. Now, from the ביטפויץ משמע, that נינוע, נינויים, זה מצווה חיובי בשביל רבון. We couldn't say that פשט נדבית פויץ, it's only מצווה קיומי בשביל רבון. It's mashma that Nuyin is a mitzvah kiyumis in the Raisa. I mentioned it. Last week, I think, I mentioned it. The Raisa is that the shiur of Lulav is dalet vochim. Three vochim that the shiur for the Hodesh and the Arovesh. And then it has to be one tefach over and above the height of the Hodesh and the Arovesh in order that he should be able to make Nuyin. So we see that it's a human right otherwise, because the Shio of Dalet Vochim is a Shio Midrash and not in Rabon. So when he says, the Yi Shiyure Mitzvah Nuyad Rabonon, he means it's a Mitzvah Yuvis Midrabonon to make Nuyin. Midrash says, he needs a kiyomis, but then after the chuyot to make him, he just take it, he's on the kayim the chayim. But in the Rabbonon, there is still a chiyot. The efsher, the lemay di sova, the mitzvah in tzriches kavone, lotte, in other words, there is a machlekes in the morning, in Rosh Hashanah, in Tzochim, as to whether, in the Erev, as to whether, mitzvah tzriches kavone, or mitzvah in tzriches kavone. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes Rishenim, how we pass. Most Rishenim passken, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Broches mentions two days, whether mitzvah tzriches kavoneh or mitzvah in tzriches kavoneh. But most Rishenim passken, like the Mandoma, mitzvah tzriches kavoneh. The Roh, and here the Ritvo, who is the Talmud of the Roh, he mentions that in the name. The Talmud of the Ritvo mentions that in the name of Rabbi Yonte, who shoma mi Rabbi Yoro. So it's the Roshite. And the Ro passed der Rohkastens, weil ihr man doch mal das nicht gesehen früher kann man. So hier ist es, die Äpfel für Mai, die so war, die nicht gesehen früher kann man nicht. Lotte ist, Schalikeach und Lobby, die Lechesl bis Aknesses, Inli Lissalki, Jode, Mitten, Lachirin, Oy la nichi bishmokin, achi yivorbe bishesilkin yode, uch po yotso bahagvose ligamre minatire, kishachiza vineitleim yivorech, nintso shein abrocha boa o mit satire klau, elo al nua sheini elo shiure mitse mit ibreyem. So, veino ilom nizorim bese, bisemchim li ki shatilu, mit ibreyem ri, mitse sinzres kavone lotzeis, Hane Milebe ist die Stamm. Aber die Mischabe ist die Lotte eine Leite. Und wie war da ist, dass er hat ihn so dicke Bischof mit sich erzählt. Aber es ist kein Kostum mit dieses. Wie mir in die Brehen, wie nicht war ein Abschall der Achille, die in Abdolle der Haizide, die in die Balkoche, und die Hochsimchen lehabt und kolodam mit dieses. ואף אותי ששומע בביס הכנסת, ואף כי שאין צורך ראית אחר מבייס, וכמי שכוס בתייסרס, בשמחה שזה, וכי דעת הרב רבני אין את זה, ומכל מוקן, רואו לגרנית ולא חישוניין שאומרו, עד כאן. So, יש את זה whole discussion, זה סוף נקרן. So he says, he mentioned, היא ביט חידש. He mentions, היא ביט חידש. He says, that according to the Mandoma, Mitzvah Sintra Rechavone, and the whole Paschus like that Mandoma, some male, somebody goes with the Lulheb and the Esther, the other doesn't need to show. So he shouldn't, you know, give it away, be misalic, from his end, no one Zoyer that. So he shouldn't be misalic, I didn't see anybody who is Zoyer that. He shouldn't be misalik in yodi litni la'achirin, oi la nichi bishumokin, achi yivor bei bishesilkin yodi, because if, let's say, while he goes to show, so he feels tired, so he gives the esri to someone who walks with him. He says, I want to rest up, my own. So then, there'll be a shayla on the brach. He still didn't make the broche. He still didn't make the broche. He's going to make the broche when he survives the shua. You know, I mean, that's the image by many people. They don't like to make the broche on the esrit in the house. They take the esrit and do it to shul, and then they come in shul. When they come in shul, so then they'll pull down the esrit in the roof. And then they'll daven, and then Esther Chazorah Sashat. So they'll pick up the Ruef and the Esrit, they'll turn over the Esrit, and they'll say Broche, then they'll turn it over again. Yes, yes. That's not the right practice. It's not the right practice. According to the ritual, it's a Broche Levatov. If they do it that way. It's a Broche Levatov. Why? So it's a whole wonder. He has a whole lumbus here. He says like this. Because after all, it has to be apparently the rit for the raw agreeing the Shittus HaRambam, not the Shittus HaRuah. Because according to the Ruah, there is no Broch Levatole, because the whole union of Evel as Yoson is only Lechatchile, it's not the Evet, it's okay. But the rit for the raw apparently that the evil as your son is ma'akit even the evil. Now, if let's say you go to the shul, so he says, it's okay. In other words, the better practice is, and that's the better practice, to make the broch at home, why do you have to make it in shul, dapke, before halal, I mean, why, and I don't know, it's chassidim ma'akit on that, I mean, chassidim, it's important to make the broch. There are some Hasidim who think that the most important thing is to make a broch on Ruach in the Sukkah. That's more important than anything else. That's even more important than eating music. Eating music is not so important, you know. But make it broken to us, living is okay, that is most important. And some Hasidim, so, they think that I don't know where they got it, I don't know where they come. I don't know. That you shouldn't make a broche before you daven. After you daven, after Chazaras HaShaat, just when you are ready to say hello, then you take the lid and the esrik, and then you make the broche. And then you say hello. So he says, no, it will be broche without all. Why? Because the question is, it's very lengthy to tell you. Very long history. The question is, how can we be able to how can we see the broche after we pick up the rest? To say the broche before we get the rest, so we say the data. So, in order that it should be either or not either, so you have to take the Dalad Min first, in the proper position, and then say the Baruch. So, you already kind of mitzvah, so it's Lachas Yosef. It's not Lachas Yosef, because the Shior mitzvah is still lacking. The Kiyum of Minuah, the Hidom mitzvah, is still lacking. So Mele, it's not Laacha as Yosef, but how is the Chayach to be Mikayei, a Hidom Mitzvah after you finish being Mikayei the Yikam? So, if, let's say, you take the Dalad meaning and you're not Misalek it from the hand, and you keep it, and then you make him English as hello, it's okay. So that is okay. So in other words, so you're Mikayan, when you took it in your hand, you're Mikayan Yikam. Then when you make him English as hello, you're Mikayan Yidom Mitzvah. But if, let's say, you took it in your hand, and you went to shul, and then before you enter the shul, so you decided your hands are busy, you have to open the door of the shul. How can you? The pitten might fall off if you keep the esrit in your hand and you open the door of the shul. So you go with your friend, so you say, take my word, I have to open the door. So then you say, you'll take it again. And you said, Shem says, it's like Hashem. Why Shem is lacking? It's a child to say, a Hidom Mitzvah after you are Mikayim Yikam. But if you didn't install it in your hand, so then it's one mindset. So it's considered as if you hadn't as yet fulfilled the Yikam Mitzvah. Inasmuch as the Hidom Mitzvah is still lacking. But if you already misalek it, you gave it to your friend, to your son, and then you took it again from him, and you made an inuim with that, so how can you say Boche? So it's Lachas Yosef. Shor Mitzvah. It's not Shayach, it's Shor Mitzvah. After the Gmar Mitzvah, the Gmar of Yikam Mitzvah. But if you're not Misalikin, then it's continued, it's considered as one mindset, But if you're Misalikin, you give it away, you put it on the table for a moment, and then you pick it up again, then it's already another mindset. It's not Shayach. Where do you find this concept? This concept to the Bichalim, full exchange. The verbal in the piece on Hanukkah mentions the Bichalim, but I am not applying what the verbal says, what the Bichalim in full exchange. Now, the halacha is that sits in on the acting of family. The male is my child, and there are certain things that have to be cut off. And if you don't cut it off, let's say, so you're not becoming the family, that's called sitting on acting of family. So, if, let's say, serious the male was cut off the ole of the baby, but he still did not do the trimming. Certain pieces that he didn't cut off yet. And so if he wasn't in solid just the other day, you know, you were still holding the internal shomile in his hand, you know, while he was engaged in the course of the cutting off of the ole, so he can still, so if he still didn't do the trimming that are indispensable for the mitzvah, so even if he put away the zemel, he has to take the zemel and finish up the tichtichasole, because it's not in the, but if it is the kind of trimming that is not knotted in the, but is the proper way to do. So, as long as he didn't put away the zemel shomile, the sakin shomile, so then he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it, but after, he's allowed to do it on Shabbat, and after he was misaleg the zemel shomile, and the man said, oh, there are a few trimmings in the ole I didn't cut off, so he's not allowed to take the zemel cut off. It's meloche. After all, it's not nakis, it's only illegal. So it's not nakis. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur says that when the Gemara says, "Sitin sheimachin yisamir," so in a cheza v'cheitzchon, that's only when Shabbos. So it involves Meloche, but Mir is Manu Yizich Shabbos. So sitin sheimachin yisamir, which you only involve the Hidro. So it's not shaykh to say Yizich Shabbos. But he wasn't in solid, the zemel, so it's one mindset from the mele, he can keep on cutting off the ole even for the purpose of fulfilling the hido that is not indispensable to the king. So what if he was in solid to Yorof? Let's say he was in solid to Yorof, and it's already an hour after he finished cutting off the ole, remind himself there are a few trimmings I didn't do. So, it's a proper way to take the zemel again and finish up the trimming. And finish up the trimming, says the Toshi. But the Rambam sheet is that even Bechayot, he is not Mechuyet to do it. There is no necessity and there is no purpose in doing it. I mean, Bechayel, what kind of Nisa could there be? What kind of Nisa could there be? Except maybe, since there is no purpose, so maybe there will be a Nisa Chavole in the beginning, all right. But the Torah says that it is in Chayzeya, that Bechayel is Chayzeya. There is no Nisa Chavole. Why? Because what kind of a chavol is it? There's the Yidu mitzvah, so there is no isha chavol. In the Rambam says that even the chayil there is no purpose. Now, if there is no purpose, so he should still be allowed to do it, so then we could say, since there is no purpose, so it will be either an isha chavol in the tinnik. I mean, why just hurt the tinnik if he would not be any tinnik? So the Talibi Mechilek Shein explains the Mechilek of the Rambam in the Torah that in other words, Sitzin Shein Ma'atim Samir Yehidamit. a certain thing about Peter. Member of the household, the Maverick, that's only doing. So, when can there be a team of the Edomites next? If the ego is fulfilled together with the income. But the moment it's Silik is Yodo, so the Edomites was already fulfilled. And then, if he's going to take the exam again and finish up the trimming of the Ole, so then, it will be a Yidu mitzvah by itself, not attached to the Ikam mitzvah. There is no such thing as a Yidu mitzvah after the Ikam mitzvah was already fulfilled. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Apparently, the Shita of the Ritva is in line with the Shita Roh, is in line with the Shita of the Rambam, not with Shita of the Tzvo. That's why he says it will be Brachu Batol. So, if he's not misalig, desrik from his hand, even though he was already kind, ika mitzvah, but there is still a hido mitzvah, some in mele, it's still considered irrelatioso, because it's prior to the kium of the hido mitzvah. But if he's misalig from his hand, then takes it again, so it will be just for the purpose of fulfilling the Hidu mitzvah detached from the Hidu, because it's not a mitzvah. There is no, so he won't have any kiyum. So he won't have any kiyum hamitzvah. Also he says like this, b'echel yumai disoba. The Echshad Dremai Disoba, the Mitzvahs in Tchiras Kavaneh, Lotzei, Shaletiach Lulovei Kirolechas Lodita Knesset, Inle Lisalkim Yodei Litni Lachere, Oy Laniche Bishumokim, Ache Ibo Bei Bishesilkim Yodei, Uch Po Yotzog Baagvose Ligamra Minatiro, Shishachidza Vineitlei, Umiboreich, Nintzo Shein Abrocho Boal Mitzvahs Atiro Klau, אלו על מנוח, שאיני אלו שיורי מיצה מדבריהם, ואין אלו מניזורים בזה. It's mashma, that the new, which is Halle alone, new in general, is not in Yitzchak Yiddish altogether. Not even in the Rabban. It's only in Yitzchak Yiddish. Because if it had been in Yitzchak Yiddish in the Rabban, so then it wouldn't be considered Tzivel HaTzioson at all. And it wouldn't be considered Lachar HaTzioson. Because it's still Tzivel HaTzioson to the Chiyuv Mitzvah. So, in other words, a Hidu Mitzvah, if it's a Mitzvah Yiddish, cannot be fulfilled by itself when it's not attached to the kiyum of the Ikar Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah Yiddish certainly can be fulfilled by itself. He wasn't the kind of way. So it's much, much in the ritual that it's only, Yiddish is only a Mitzvah Yiddish. Okay. אלא שאין אלה שיוריצים לבריהם ואין אילום נזורים בזה. But people are not there בזה that when they take the effort and do it, for sure they should not remove it even for one moment until after they make the minuim and hala. בסנחים לפי שעתיו לדבריהם, but the question is, since we passed Mitzvah Tzeres Kavonis was already 80. Bishimchin lefi shatilu divrayim Mitzvah Tzeres Kavonis lotzei. Just say the shite. Hanimile beise bistam. Just also the case that one of the first shuki. Hanimile beise bistam. Aro mischavin shaloi lotzei. Ini 80. But if he is mischavin shaloi lotzei, then he is not 80. Ubevadai shezeh adin tzorem tike. Bishom mitzaseh, el shchim kosubitim. He says, that has to be considered. In other words, maybe Tesis is right in saying, Tesis says that even if we say, mitzaseh inshchiras kavoneh, so it's all right to take the esrit and the lulav in his hand, the right position, and then say the borcheh, because his intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah of Nicholas Lulev until after he finished saying the bar. But Nicholas Nicholas Kavoneh, that's what he says. Nicholas Kavoneh means stop. He isn't kind of mitzvah without Kavoneh. But if he is Nechavin Shaloi Lotte, until after he says the Boche, Baal Kochei one cannot be kind of mitzvah. So he says, Ele Shechim Kosem Itesis. So the Ritva says, the Tesis Shite is reasonable in certain in regard to Avdoi. In regard to Avdoi. In hearing the Vrayim, the Mitzvah, and Asis al the Achir. He gain Avdoi, the Chayei Tzidei, Shein Mitziei Baal Koch, Ulitichoch Semchim Lehavdil, כל אדם לבייסי, ואף על פי ששומע בית הכנסת, ואף כשאין צורך להיתי אחרים לבייסי, וכמי שקוספו בטייסי, בשם רשי, וכן דעת הרב רבי ניין עזר, ומכל מוקים רואו לראי מצבו, לא חייש לעניין שאומו, עד כאן. So in other words, the ritmo says, what Tesla says, that even if we say mitzvah in Tzeres Kavoneh, but, if he is mischavin shaloi lotzei, until after he recited the broche, then he is certainly not yeti, because how can be yeti bal kocheh? So he says, that he stabber in connection with Abdoleh, because Abdoleh, so you have to be made the other with Abdoleh. So then we say, if in other words, if somebody in shul, let's say the gabba in the shul makes a dog, makes a dog, and someone in shul hears that dog, and then he comes home, he has to make his wife. So what should he do? So then if he stops there, he can say that dog again to make his wife. And even if he doesn't have to be made to his wife, just to be made to himself, because when he heard Abdoleh by the Gavai Shul, His intention was not to be aged at Abdullah, because he intended to see Abdullah himself, whether he has a wife in the Maiti or not. So Mamele, he cannot be Maiti Balkosh. So over there, he didn't make the Abdullah himself. So Mamele, he has Kabone, not to be aged. On the basis of Shemea Keine, Balkosh, if he isn't having, Shalom Lotse, he's not aged. But when he does the Maisa Mitzvah himself, if we say Mitzvah sing to the Skavone, so even if he's having the fear, Shalom Lord says he's still in. He's still in. I mean, most ashamed of them to agree with that it's from. And Rabbi Yehne said the fear that even when somebody does the Mitzvah himself, not to Shemeya Keine, but if he is having Shalom Lotzeis, he is not Yeitzei, even according to Mandoma, the Smitzvahs, ain't Shreyas Kavane. So he says, one should be Zoya, when, if he goes to Shul, so, and he still didn't say the Broche, and the Esrik, not to give it away the Esrit to another person and then to take it back, because then the Broche might be Broche Vatoi, because it has to be able at Yoson, and true that the Shiori Mitzvah, the Hidom Mitzvah wasn't the time yet, but Hidom Mitzvah in a separate mindset, detached from the Ika Mitzvah, has no sense, has no purpose. So in other words, the Ritva Shite is in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam. Now, if you have the Bitalevi, so you look it up in the second phrase of the Bitalevi, you'll find it. I don't remember which in it, but the second phrase of the Bitalevi. But, Chazal will mention the Bitalevi. The Rambam, the reason of the Snua of the Dalit Kosta, Zelen Shemi, Hamol Kozman Sheise Gimile Cheze Beina Latisin Shemakri Midman Shabbat, Beina Latisin Shema Makri, Pireish, Al Titina Makri Cheze, Al Titin Shema Makri Mena Cheze, Vain, Shom because of Mishne, Vagois Maimein Shom, the Rashe Vatu Chilkin of it. Uspiro, dizeu rad limol bi shabbos shom, shom ud nemar adin, di impire shabbe ascholet des mi atmei, bele nitin shabbos li dochis bishvil tzitzin shenu maatmi. Avo bichel, leilom chizir, afo tzitzin shenu maatmi, mishum hidom nitzin. Then he mentions what the Bishalevi says, v'ayin, Bishalevi chelik sheni, shepir be'aruch hoshikas harabam b'zeh, the feeling, the din van veil is shayach ad b'ika maisam. Avo kishetire shuda yidu in shayach le maisam mitzvah klal. So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the two. Whether it shayach yidu mitzvah b'tni atzmo after you finish fulfilling the Ika mitzvah. So the Shita is around the Shita of Rashi and the Tori. It is Shaykh. A mitzvah to Yumi by itself and a separate mindset after you finish doing the Islam. And the Rambam Shita is not Shaykh. So obviously the mitzvah and the Roh agree with the Shita Rambam. So that's very interesting. I don't want to go over the other highway. because the other islet is mine, shame and sop. And then we might stay on the Indian, you know, for weeks, you know. So we have to proceed with his mind. Then there'll be some time, okay, I don't think, I'm not so optimistic. In other words, there is the Alfuse, that the Torah B'dike has to be Leiraneh. So it's mentioned by Chapesh and then by Yimso. So that indicates that in order to find something, you have to make a Torah search. Otherwise, you can find, all right? Sometimes, you know, you can find without making a Torah search, a superficial search. But in same awareness, you know, it's part and parcel of the concept. Usually, you know, without it here, You don't find. It's not only in Torah, in everything. Even in finding Chomet. You have to work hard and make a Torah search. So that we learn out Mitzio Mechipish. I think that this Yalfuse is not the regular Yalfuse, you know, when there is no Svore involved. Yalfuse. This Yalfuse is grounded in Svore. In other words, from this psukim we see Shiva Shion in Seri, Motsu Vatechen, Uchsivosom by Yechapi, Godo Hechel, Ubikotin Kerlo, Vayimtso. So it's a raya that in order to be Vayimtso, there has to be Vayechapi. Just take a look, then we can be Vayimtso. That's the first thing. Umitzio mechipuz didei, vechipuz mineirei. Tichsiv beisai achapis es Yerushalayim mineirei. So we see that in order to have a good chipuz, you have to do it by the light of the candle. And otherwise you can't make a good chipuz. Vineris Neya, Tichsiv, Neya Adishem Nishma Sodom, Chepish Kol Chadre Boten. Now let's see the Rashi. Lomadu Mitziya Amor B'chomes, Mitziya Amor B'gobiyad B'yomi, Umitziya Mechipush Kuna Reis, Mitziya Shal B'yomi Mechipush Omer Meretzo. Dima Mitziya Shal Gobiyah Odei Chipush, Af Mitziya Shomes Odei Chipush. ויחיפש מחיפוש וחיפוש מנהירים לאחר שלמה יותר שיהיה די חיפוש חזירו למי זה החיפוש מחיפוש הכוסף בירושלים שבנהירים כי יחסיב בישאי אחת איזה שירושלים בנהירים ונהירס מנהיר בכסיב בנהיר יחידי נהיר עד השם נשמע סודום חיפש כל חת רבותם וקם מפור שלום עלי what do we have to resort to the posit of נהיר עד השם נשמס לא חשוב בלן, we already have the possible days I have to say in a way. So we see that a chipush, a good chipush, has to be by the light of the candle. Tone di Rebbe Yishmoel, so the Beit Kines HaChomet Raneir, אבל כשראי ידו וזכר לדבו, שרשת השומן שלו נמצא, ואין לו אחד לדבר ליחוקות לקורו, שלו, והוא קורו, ואין לו בישראל אחד לישראל מנהירי, ואין לו נהיה לשני, שעשו מחייב איש, מי, ואין לו, הוא גם נהיה דספוסיפו. Without this pasuk, we know everything of it. So we see that the real chippush must be by the light of Ne'ei. My name is the chitene, hai bein sayi, kule udi kam rachmone, lui batik noe bi Yerushalayim di Ne'ere, da avu kedin nopi ish Ne'ere tuve, elu di Ne'ere di shrage di zuta Ne'ere. Zwei, di oven rabba mishtakach, oven zuta loin mishtakach. Toshma nera di Shem nishma soda. Because we could say, if we didn't have the pasuk of nera di Shem nishma soda, chifish kol chadri voten, so then I could say, on the contrary, that light of the candle is not in my way, in making sure that the chifish is the Torah chifish. After all, candle is the saint light. What is good light? Habuko has a good light, but candle, torch, has a lot of light. But the candle is a faint, sheds a faint light. So that's not good. But the pasuk is telling us on the contrary, the midas harachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's going to search the averes of Jewish people, of the Jews in Yerushalayim, he'll only inspect them, so to speak, you know, in a figured way, by the light of a candle. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom will not, you know, make a thorough search. He'll only investigate, he'll only take notice of the serious averes of the Jews, but not of the small averes. So that figuratively is compared to a search by the light, by faint light, light of the candle, not the light of the torch, but the sholem. If the Rebbein Shalom would take notice of every little, you know, shortcoming of the Jews, so I mean, who could pass the test? Who could pass the test? We could say that. And so he mentions the posse, Nera Dishem Nishma Sodom, Chifish Kol Chatre Vaten. So that means, on the contrary, the light of the candle is indicative of the Torah search. Alright. In the Shalom, Toshma Nera Dishem Nishma Sodom, Zichu Zol Kvashin Ashen Fosh Koyeche, Birayim HaMishlese, El Asmachte Bi Alme, die ihre Tiere mit ihrer Kabole nehmen. I think the Pshat in Rashi here is that this is not, he said as mach, but here there is a swearing that he also said. In other words, from these psukim, we see that in order to find, you have to search. And the good search, the thorough search, is the search by the light of the candle. Because of these similes, you know, of course it's only similes and metaphors. I mean, here at the Shem Mishnah Sodom, what we say, Yichadu Yishlayim Dineirei, it's only metaphors. But from these metaphors, we can deduce that the thorough search is one that is made by the light of a candle. Kulu dachrach, when Rabbi Yerushalayim is by a book of the Kotten, and Kalei Asim Chomet, and Ilo Hokeil, Tosh Mal Kodim, Bike Mahalim Sidach, Sif Chepis Kol Chadre Boten. Now, just let's see the case. Vinir is Mineya, Vikoshe, Davo Meima, Chipush Mineya, Vilo Vinir is Mineya. Or I did more as a kasha, why do we have to resort to the posseg of Nira Bishem, Nish Masloch Erivot? The Gemara says we have to resort, because if we only had the posuk of Beis Ha'i Achat in Yerushalayim, I would say on the contrary, the pshat in the posuk is that the search by the light of the candle is not a thorough search. It's not a thorough search. That the search, when you overlook certain things, I mean minute things, only big things, He searched for big things, not for minute things. But so we have to resort to the posse of Mira Dishan Mishastavahim. But why do we mention the posse of the Isaiah Chapis Yosholayim? Let's just say the Chippush Neireis Tichsiv Mira Dishan Mishastavahim Bazar, and let's eliminate the posse of the Isaiah. We couldn't eliminate the posse of Mira Dishan Mishastavahim Bazar, but we could eliminate the posse of Beis Ha'iyah Chapiz Yisholayim, Chapiz Yisholayim B'nei'ah. Because Abba Mimach Kippus B'nei'ah, V'lei Ne'ah B'nei'ah. V'yish Le'imah, T'chippus Likoyah Ne'ah. Because if we didn't have the posit of Beis Ha'iyah Chapiz Yisholayim B'nei'ah, so I couldn't deduce from the posit. Nira B'Shem Nishma Sodon, Chaykeish Kol Chadri Boten. Because as far as this pasuk is concerned, I would say that here the Chaytesh does not have reference to the Neya. It is reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is Chaytesh Kol Chadrei Boten? The Rebbeinu Shalom is Chaytesh Kol Chadrei Boten. So Meir HaKadosh say that the chifish by the light of the Neir is chifish kol chadrei boten. The Rebbeinu Shalom is chifish kol chadrei boten. Neir Adishem nishma sodo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chifish kol chadrei boten. So, because of the pasuk, Beis Ha'iyah Chapiz Yisholayim B'Neir, I know that the pasuk of Neir Adishem nishma sodo chifish kol chadrei boten implies two things. One, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish Kavar, of course the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Neir itself is not a Chayfish, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish. But it also means that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish by the light of the Neir, by the light of the Nishon. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish Kol Chatri Boten by the light of man's own kennel, the Nishon. I mean, what's the meaning of it? In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom, not many times, but all the time. I mentioned it in the Drosh Rosh Hashanah. I mean, in an indirect way, the Rebbeinu Shalom exclaims to men all the time, Ayeko. How does the Rebbeinu Shalom exclaim, scream out Ayeko to men? Through the light of men's conscience, of men's nishome, the Rebbeinu Shalom says Ayeko now. With the epidemic of AIDS, he says Ayeko to mother men. Enough is enough. Ayeko. Where are you drifting? Towards the destruction of mankind completely? Under the guise of the spurious liberalism. So that's Neir Adishem Nishma Sodom Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom is trying to clean out the spiritual filth that prevails in society. So because of the pasuk Beis Ha'iyah Chapiz Yisholayim B'nei Reis, so I know that the pshat in the pasuk Neir Adishem Nishma Sodom Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten is not just that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish. But how is he Chayfish? He is Chayfish through the medium of the divine candle. What is the medium of the divine candle? That's the Nishome. Yeshim ha Chayfish Lekoyaneh. Dikach yesh liforeish. Diyal is Chayfish Neir Mechibiz Yerushalayim Shibineiris. Beis and Eris Neir, Vos is Shapir. The Hashto Tzor Asui called the Chippush Neir, the Savi called Neir Adishem Mishma Sora. Ton Rabbono, Beit Kin Loi Lera Chamo, Loi Lera Obono,
שלוי לרעבו כל לרעניה, מפני שרעניה יופל תיקה. So, Abu Kanat was Kashmiri, known in forest, as all we saw before, that Abu Koshed, I mean, that we know, I mean, see it, that Abu Koshed is much more white than Kenyon. So why isn't an Abu Kabut? It's here, I mean, you have to think of Abu Kishin, I mean, Dovo, Sechel, Dovo, Shem, I mean, Shem, 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 ואם אני אדי שם נשמע סודום, חייתי שכוחת ריבותם, חי רחם ריח אדומה, הנה הנה בחוצר, אומר רובה, חוצר נצריכו, בדיקה מפני שהיה בין מצויים שם. So he says, in בית כאילו לרחם, by the light of the sun, what does it mean by light of the sun? Where? In the Chotzer, so the Chotzer, you have a light, a lot of sunlight, the Chotzer. It's outdoors. So, from our other Chotzer in Tzrichabdiki, you can share the Mitzuyin Shom. Because they are in a Mitzuyin Shom. Elo Bachsadra. Bachsadra. From our other Achsadra Leiron in Dei. Lui Tzrich El Arubo Ilcheda. The skylight of the room, Udeich, if you have a skylight on top, it's yours. Udeich, you bad Arubo, if you want to be paid it, Mamush, can I get a skylight, here, and you want to be paid it, just the Lord. So, Hain Achsad, it's Achsad, Elo Lizdodi, Lizdodi, Inside. Rashi. Ziyane yafu dikul kam forth ma yus ma buke. Lerin deket lea shol ni deket in tzor lobe lo yechane ya belayel de beit kobiyein. Ude yechad izim okim de chedal isad lea arubo. Ine bar arubo neged achi amamesh. Ne, below the skylight, amai lo yechane achsad lea. Lidodin shol chay Look alloy, the torch is not good. But my Rabbi might have seen the need to hear to a canayim. Lo de loy, the shom chedi in Hosei, lo mozat do imata mitin deyim, it me shchine, ki neya bifnei o avuko. Neya bifnei o avuko. The yom a Rabbi avuko le avdole mitze min amufcha. Mitze min amufcha. So, why is Abuko not good? On the contrary, Abuko by far is superior to the candlelight. We see in the Pasuk, the Nega Koeya Tia, that's in the Aftor of the second day Shavuos. The Nega Koeya Tia Kanayim Yode Eloi, Yishom Chav Yenuze. There is the secret place of the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Limata bitin deimin bitin ishkino, kineya bitin abuko. In other words, the light of the righteous people, the greatest people, of the saintly people. So, vis-a-vis the light of the shkine, is light comparing candlelight with torchlight. In other words, some comparison. It's a contrast, not a comparison. So we see that the torchlight by far is superior to candlelight. So why shouldn't it be good? Amarat Nachman Yitzchok, Ze yochelach nisi lichurim lizdokim. Ze yochelach nisi lichurim lizdokim. So then, so the answer is, true, of course, it sheds more light. But you have to put it in, you have to search the crevices and the cracks. Can you put in a torch in all the crevices? A candle? Yes. So it's not effective, even though it sheds more light. It's just not adapted to Gnichi, because he can't put it into the crevices. Sapsidoma seirli fonobi seirli achol, apopoma hai bois hai loi bois. And the Rishayim, when they mention the din of Apuko not being good, they mention this time, hai bois hai loi bois, because when he, with the torch, he feels inhibited, and he's fearful, lest to catch fire. Candle is not fearful. He can control it very easily, but the torch, he cannot control it very easily. So melee, he will be inhibited in making the torch search. Rabino ma hai moshach nuur vay miktatik tufe. Rashi. Even though the light of the Tzaddikim is an emanation of the Shechinah's light, but there's a big difference. Hai moshnei rei ranei nishach umar bin kini din dirgi kiti kishar no bin oknechot nikta tik dupe nitsak vikiti tomit loshna kiti ki molua. Years ago, so when I read in the Yiddish newspaper of so many fires in Williamsburg and in those days, Borough Park was not so such a Jewish section as today, so Williamsburg was. So many fires, Erev Pesach, in many Williamsburg homes, because the Hasidim in Williamsburg, you know, they were very lucky to make a Torah search of tickets from it. So they used to put the candle under the bed and caught fire. And it was such a miracle that no casualties happened. Many homes burned down in Williamsburg. The airspace burned down completely. Many homes. So I felt that it's really not right, you know. They apparently they don't know how to make a search, how to use the candle. And it's according to the first. So I suggested to everybody that they should not use a candle, but a flashlight or some, you know, flashlight, a hookah, against me. So I said, why is it against me? What are the timings? Habuko is not good because he's fearful. Flashlight is not fearful. And because he cannot put it to home, he's talking flashlight, he can put the home. He can put the home. He just brings it next to it. The torch, he's not going to do that because the whole world will catch fire. But this is the best thing. No, it's against the Gemara, it's against it's reform, it's modern things, isn't it? Anyway, I minded that because I consider this a constitution. And I told them, it's missing the Nifloid that there were no casualties. When Erev Pesach, 10 homes burned down the east. That was over 30 years ago. 10 homes burned down. As simple as that, you know. They all caught fire. The beds caught fire, you know. The bedware and everything, you know. They used to climb, you know, under the beds. With the candlelight, and then some of the people, their children, you know, little children, they used to help. Little fires. So I spoke so much against using candlelight, just flashlight. And then there was a children. So at that time, so the Baron Kotler called me up. He wants to come to strike, to ask money for labor. Well, you know, the bankrupt one, you know, he didn't ask anybody else to do it for him. He did everything himself, you know. He did everything himself. He didn't have any shops, you know. So that's today, but in those days, you know, the bankrupt one did everything himself. I said, fine, all right. I had to speak to Mr. Irving Stripe, and I arranged that he should give a donation. I mean, I had to describe a long couple of governments to Irving Stripe. It's really a simple thing, you know. I mean, anyway. So then he came, and he saw the bakery, he liked it and everything. And then the Mashiach in those days was a relative of mine who was Shamish in the shul where I was robbed. I mean, I was assistant of my father was robbed then. And Mr. Davis, from Shandi. So he was the Mashiach's wife. So, and he knew of all the criticism, I mean, here in Chicago, by certain rabbonim, I don't want to mention the name, I mean, not the state, I mean in New York. I mean, in New York, certain, most of the rabbonim who opposed my psak were all Hungarian. I don't know why. Maybe just a coincidence, but they happened to be Hungarian. The rabbonim, they consider the reform. They consider the reform. So anyway, so I said to Rabbi Kotler, how about using the flashlight? That's not like Abuko. Abuko, so he's afraid, I mean, but this is the best thing. So Rabbi Kotler said, I'm very young, I'm a comedian. A flashlight is the best thing. The best thing. So he did, and then it was spread around. So they stopped. A little bit, I mean, not much. But they stopped using the names reform, moderne. They still criticize the Pshat, but they stopped using these adjectives, you know, reform. So I'm always smacked on that. In Chicago also one house burned down. The first year that I came to Chicago, and I dabbled in the Paul Mizrahi Center. So I mentioned it. I consider that as a mitzvah to be involved in it. Because it's a constant process. It's a constant process. It's inert. It's chain up so much. It's inert. I mean, so many fires happen and not one casualty. That you'll be on the earth for chain up so much. Chain up so much. Maybe also because of Shulchan Yisrael Mizukin, all right. Yeah. But it's chain up so much. Primarily. I mean, no casualties happened, but so many homes burned down. So here I also mentioned it. I used to speak to every Shalosh Shudes in the Paul Mizrahi Center. So at the beginning, I mean, not all the years. So I mentioned it that we should use flashlight to make a bracha. So there was one man. I won't mention his name, and he was, you know, very opinionated, you know. He learned the Dafayomi in those days, you know, so. Somebody who learns Dafayomi, so he's a good one. He knows everything. So he said, no, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So I told him what the Baruch Kotler said. He didn't believe it. I mean, he didn't say that I'm lying, but I know that he didn't believe me. And you know what happened? His house burned down in Albany Park. His house burned down. He's a very nice man, but a little cone. You know. So I'm just mentioning. So I'm emphasizing that the best way to make the best search is with the flashlight. The best way. And Rabban Kotler. Then I heard from many Talmidim of Rabban Kotler that Rabban Kotler also said we should use only flashlight. Because if they use a candlelight and if they use it in a responsible way, they will be inhibited to a certain extent.
because, you see, they will use it in places where they don't even have to search. You don't have to search under the bed, you will see it in this Gemara here. Termino. Hoş non habere ise de ich habe schon da gas, wenn man da das da schon da für die Idee. Das sind am nur in der mit der das dabei, sie ist mal von so ich sagte, um als sehr sehr früher bitte. Kash mi to mi to. Because the first wife says mit der das dabei, früher bitte. And here the second price says, Mihalek and Mishach Abayis, Matzek is Egin at Zuhabdik. So it is here. Kashi Echurin Achuri. Kashi Echurin Achuri. Because the first price says, Churi Bayis Ayini. So Egin Zuhabdik. The second price says, the Kurschmann und Chabere, Zebili, ich mache schon mal Gas, was machen wir Gas, die Aschomi, Batlon, die Liebe. So, he has to be dated. The first wife, he said, Einzige sind dich. So, ich ist hier, so die Mora says, Chug nach Chug, in Loi Kasho, die Loi, wie Tatoje, die Hobbe, die Zeh, die Hitzne, 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 die